You're listening to SBS News.
Our hospitals are rapidly filling with COVID patients at a very alarming rate. If this continues in the coming weeks, we will surpass our all-time record high in terms of COVID inpatient hospitalization numbers here in the state of Michigan.
That's Brian Peters, the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. More than 3,000 people have already been hospitalised with the coronavirus in Michigan, and that rate is forecast to double every 2 weeks. More than 10.5 million people have been infected with COVID-19 in the United States, and more than 242,000 people have lost their lives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Donald Trump's refusal to accept defeat to Joe Biden is further delaying action on the COVID crisis.
This is a red alert and all hands on deck, but it should have been a long time ago. The president and the Republicans in Congress have ignored, by delay, distortion, denial, deaths have been caused. And what are they doing now? Continuing to ignore in spite of these numbers.
In Spain, hospitality workers have taken to the streets of Seville to protest against the country's latest COVID-19 lockdown measures. Andalusia's regional government this week ordered the closure of non-essential activities, including bars and restaurants, and introduced a 10 p.m. curfew. In the province of Granada, all non-essential businesses have been shut as the regional government seeks to reduce pressure on hospitals. The head of the Seville Province Hospitality Association, Antonio Luque, says bar, restaurant and cafe owners desperately need help.
We are lacking direct aid and politicians need to stop passing the buck from one to another. The central government has an important responsibility to help put together a national financial bailout of the sector.
Spain is one of Europe's main COVID-19 hotspots with more than 1.4 million cases. Italy is again facing a systemic crisis as confirmed positives pass the symbolic threshold of 1 million. While in Greece, there's been an alarming surge of infections in the country's second largest city, Thessaloniki. The second wave comes as European governments and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledge to finance distribution of an eventual vaccine to poor countries. The effort will be coordinated by a World Health Organization program called ACT Accelerator. That includes COVAX, an ambitious but troubled global project to buy and deliver coronavirus vaccines to the world's poorest people. Melinda Gates is from the foundation.
Both France and the EC are each donating an additional 100 million euros. That money will go towards the ACT A Accelerator's effort to bring COVID vaccines to all countries. And our foundation is also making a contribution today, too. We're donating another $70 million to fight COVID-19. $50 million of that will be for buying vaccine doses for low-income countries, and another $20 million will be for researching even further and new vaccines altogether. These are big dollar amounts, and they're important, but we still have a long way to go.
And health officials in China say the country is facing an increased risk of local transmission in the winter due to imported cases. China says it's largely controlled the spread of the coronavirus since early summer, although clusters of community infections have periodically hit parts of the country. In the past week, a handful of local cases have been linked to food imports in the northern port city of Qinjin, while an airport worker in Shanghai has contracted the virus, even though he has had no direct contact with infected patients. Minister for Foreign Affairs Liu Xiaohu has urged Chinese citizens to avoid any non-essential travel overseas.
I think we still need to exercise the utmost caution as far as outbound travel is concerned. We are currently not in favour of relaxing and opening up outbound travel policies. This is the message I have got from relevant departments.
And doctors in the Indian capital, New Delhi, say the resurgence of COVID-19 cases in the city of 20 million might be due to super spreading events as citizens crowd the markets ahead of the Hindu festival, Diwali. Indians will celebrate their biggest festival this weekend, and Delhi residents have been flocking to markets and visitor sites for festival shopping. The capital reported more than 8,500 new COVID infections on Wednesday, its highest daily tally yet. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.